Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
In this song
now already. We're in the Christmas spirit.
Better get used to it, buddy. It's
no, I know. I got about three more weeks of this.
3 weeks from today.
Yeah,
it is officially Christmas season. It's also Elliot Shore Park season here on the Midday Show. Elliot joining us to talk Philadelphia Eagles. The Elliot Shore Park's call-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Some of the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing this holiday season?
What up, E?
Man, I know we like to do a different song every week, switch it up. Kyle does a great job, but you can just play that like right through January. Just keep it moving. Just each week for the call. You have my permission to keep that going.
I agree with that. Just play it on a loop, Hugh. It's one of Hugh's favorite holiday songs here. All right, Elliot, lots to discuss here. The Eagles have won 8 games in a row and positioned themselves in a great spot to make a run of the Super Bowl. Elliot, I'm curious where you come down on the thing we've been debating all day. If I say Jalen Hurts is, you got to pick one of the two. Is he driving the car or is he along for the ride this season, Elliot?
He's driving the car. He's absolutely driving the car. And if you guys take that bus to New Orleans, he'll be driving that bus. Like, he is the most important player on the Eagles. It just is what it is. It's the nature of the position. I don't think it's a coincidence that all these great players, who are great players, A.J. Brown, great player, Saquon Barkley, great player, they've all had career years with Jalen. They've all been with different teams. They get here, and they have career years. Now, obviously, there's a lot to do with that. The offensive line is great. They have great coaching. But Jalen, before every single snap, dictates basically how good that play is going to be after the snap. He gets big third downs that allow then these other great players to have a fresh set of downs to make more plays. Like, it would be harder to replace Jalen, I think, than it would to replace Saquon.
All right, Elliot, I'm curious, and I've been asked this kind of almost rhetorically all season, how far does that go? Like, this past Sunday, he completed 11 passes, 18 attempts. Is it just a matter of no matter what, he's the driving force? Or, like, if he has a game down the stretch where he's 7 of 10, is that still the driving force? I'm just wondering how far it goes because, I mean, they have diminished how often he throws the football, right? Like, no one's throwing the ball this few times in the whole NFL in terms of starting quarterbacks. It's the least in the NFL.
Yeah, so I just think you're looking at the wrong number. Like, I understand why you look at pass attempts as a way to see how much the quarterback, like, dictated in that game. I just don't think that's the end-all, be-all of, okay, this is how involved he was. Like, if he goes 7 for 10 one game, right? Obviously, that's an extremely low number.
Right.
But that wouldn't give the full impact as to what he did. Like, before every single snap, he makes the check. He sees what the defense is in. He audibles a play if it has to. When Saquon runs the ball, right, like there are eyes on Jalen because of what he does as a runner. So I get your point. Like, if he's 7 of 10, how could I sit there and go, well, he was the most important player? Because every single offensive snap, he's the most important player. So I just don't think the pass attempt numbers tells the full story of the impact he has on the offense.
Well, there's a lot of stories going on with this team right now. Saquon, Jalen, the defense. Elliot, let's go to the defense. This kind of came up organically on Monday as people were calling in excited about the game. Elliot, is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen?
I mean, those early 2000 defenses were good. But just in terms of, like, my time covering the team, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to say the last 15 years, like, yeah, I've never covered a defense that I think had this level of confidence in. I think the 2022 defense was obviously really good. They almost set the record for sacks. But even that year, and I was one of Gannon's biggest defenders, I acknowledged, like, yeah, against great quarterbacks, you're not going to play great defense. That's just how the league is set up. This team has managed to play great defense against some great quarterbacks that they faced this year. They did an awesome job against Joe Burrow. Jaden Daniels, I know now, maybe doesn't look like as good of a win, but at the time, that offense was red hot. And then obviously what they did to Lamar this past weekend. So just in terms of, like, when they take the field, have I ever had more confidence a defense would get a stop? I don't think I've ever covered a defense an Eagles defense that I had this much confidence in.
It's certainly the best since the best defense you played on here, whether it was 02, I would guess, is probably the best one you were on, Hugh. It's the best I've seen here in that long. It's been incredible how many weeks they've been doing it.
And look, the important context to it too is, like, it's, The defense in today's NFL, the rules are so much more slanted towards the offense. Like, I think it's harder to be a cornerback in today's NFL than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Just they pass it way more. They're way more, you know, they call holding and PI way more frequently than they used to. So I just think to do this, like to give up 13 points over an 8-game stretch or whatever it was, I mean, that's pretty insane in today's NFL, especially when they've had some good teams in there. So I think, you know, there isn't enough ways to describe, I think, like how impressive what they've done over the past 2 months has been.
It's been wild. And like you said, against the big-time quarterbacks, too. Elliot Shore-Parks with us. Elliot, all eyes here tomorrow night are going to be on the game in Detroit, the Packers and the Lions. It goes a long way to determining who the number one seed is going to be. Elliot, do you think the Eagles need the number one seed? And when I say that, there's a lot to it. It's not just like, can they win in Detroit? There's the element of the extra game, the week off. When you think about the path here, do you think they need the bye to win the Super Bowl?
I don't think they need it, no. I think they're playing well enough. I think that first game that they would play in playoffs, so like the extra game, essentially, as opposed to the number one seed, I think would be pretty winnable. There was a stretch where I was thinking if you get San Francisco there, maybe that's a bit of a tough one just because they do have playoff experience. They came into Philly last year and obviously embarrassed the Eagles, but it doesn't look like they're going to end up making the playoffs. Obviously, it's easier as a number one seed, but I think the thing we don't talk about enough with this Eagles team, especially compared to the Lions, is like they are playoff tested. They've been to the playoffs the last 3 years. They've been to the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think they're going to shrink on the stage of the playoffs. Now, the Lions went to the playoffs last year, and they almost went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't, and they've played fewer playoff games than this Eagles team has. So I think the Lions need the number one seed more than the Eagles do.
That's interesting. I mean, yeah, you think about the outdoors, right? And Detroit having to come here in January.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
That is a big deal. It's going to be fun to watch this down the stretch. All right, Elliot, when you think about Saquon Barkley, we know the record is it's certainly in their grasp here. How do you think they're going to play this? Because I think this could end up really hard for them. Like, it's easy if they're going into week 18 and they need the game for the bye or their seeding, then just go play. But, Elliot, let's say things are wrapped up. They're either the one or the two, whatever they are, and we know that heading into week 18. Saquon's within 100 yards of the record with the Giants in here. How do you think they do it?
Man, it's such a tough question. So I don't think they would go for the record, the more I think about it. Like, this is a team that prioritizes health. They'll prioritize the Super Bowl. We saw in Devontae's rookie year, they put him out there to get, I think it was 9 yards. Like, mm-hmm. That's a little different than needing 100 yards. Last year, in that final game and I know the season was a disaster at that point, but they played the starters in the final game, and it cost them A.J. Brown for the playoff game. So I tend to lean they wouldn't do it. But the crazy thing is, for as well as Saquon's playing and as well as they're running the ball right now, like, there's a decent shot he'll set it before week 18. What is he, 607 yards away or something like that, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
In five, he could get that in 4 games. So I think that there's a shot that if it is like a week 17 or 18 situation, I think he either will have it or it'll be less than 100 yards. But I think they would tend to lean towards protecting him.
Let's end with this, Elliot. I know Kellen Moore spoke about it yesterday. Are you still, like, in the back of your mind thinking about their slow starts? Have you moved past it? It hasn't gone away. They just have won 8 straight games, so I think we talk about it less. But they still have not, you know, figured out why they can't score early and get bigger leads early in games. Is it still something you think about, or have you moved past it being a concern for this season?
So it's not really something I think about, but I actually throw it back at you. Why do you think we focus on the offense slow starts but not the defensive slow starts? The defense gave up 9 points in the first quarter in that game against Baltimore. Against the Rams, the Rams came out and moved the ball. Like, the reason the offensive slow starts kind of stand out is also because the defense starts slow. So I it doesn't make it excusable. I just think this team in general, it seems to take them a quarter to get going. And I think part of that is because their coaching staff is very big on in-game adjustments. I mean, it feels like every player we have on the players' lounge tells me and Hugh that the reason the offense starts slow is because they get unscouted looks that they hadn't seen before, and then they adjust. So I don't view it as only an offensive thing. It seems like in general they're slow, but I'm curious where you would fall.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, I guess early in the year I think we expected that because we didn't think the defense was this good. Now you're right, it's probably we should open our eyes to that too. I also think the reality of it, Elliot, is they kick off most of the times, right? So the other team's getting 2 possessions to their 1 every first quarter. Might be explained just in that.
Right. It's the fact that they only normally get the ball once in the first quarter or maybe twice. That could be part of it, too. But ultimately, like, I don't think it's clearly not a good thing. But I just think overall, like, I will take an offense that's great for three quarters over one quarter. It's not ideal. It's the first quarter. But if they weren't doing it in the fourth quarter, we can be concerned about that too. So I just think the offense overall has shown it can score enough points, obviously, to win games, whatever quarters that might be in.
Yeah, and the defense does find a way to settle down and obviously makes big adjustments. Elliot, we appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you Sunday at the pregame show.
Have a good one.
By the way, excellent picture you guys took. The elf, the Santa costume, like, I just loved it.
Oh,
it
was, thank you. I got my kids off the bus wearing it yesterday, Elliot, so I kept
awesome.
It on.
They love that.
Yeah, of course. Right. Elliot, appreciate it. There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there in his weekly spot with us. Do you still think about these slow starts?
Not as much.
Because they're winning every game.
Yeah, they're winning. I mean, it.